Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We have got to give away Pete Davidson tickets right now. Sarah's in Waukesha. Hey, Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, good morning. What are you up to today?
Oh, I'm on my way to work.
Mm. Do you have to be in work by 6:30, like my fear?
No, I don't have to be to work till 7.
Yes. She got a little time.
Got plenty of time to listen to us. You hang out and stay a while, girlfriend.
Yep, I do.
Good. Well, you're going to see Pete Davidson.
Yeah. I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Nice.
You're welcome. He's coming to the Riverside Theater in June 13th. So you and whoever you want can go see him, okay?
Awesome. Thank
whoever
you.
Whoever you want. You know we nosy. Who are you taking?
Do you know who you want? I don't know.
I might take my husband.
Maybe.
See, I told you she didn't know.
She might take the girlfriend.
She said,
you never
maybe.
Know.
Maybe. We'll see about that.
We'll see how he's behaving.
Well, Sarah, hold on. Have you been listening to the question of the day since we started it?
So some days I do, some days I miss it.
Well, today you're here. You're stuck because you can't go anywhere because I got to get more info from you. So jokes on you today, Sarah. We pay you. In order to win the Pete Davidson tickets, you have to wait for question
All
of
right.
the day.
Your penance is waiting the
I'm
question.
I'm just teasing. We may come back to you and ask your opinion, okay? Hold on, Sarah, all
okay.
right? All right. So Sarah got hooked up. We'll have one more pair tomorrow at the same time, but it's time for the question of the day.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right. I'm not going to ask something stupid like, how tall are you? That question is not necessary in this book, okay?
No. You can't see y'all anyway.
Oh, man. Okay, so who is the smartest person you know, and what do you ask them for help with?
Ooh.
It's a tough one. Who's the smartest person you know, and what do you ask them for help with?
Okay. I have my answer.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have one, because I'm the smartest person I know. We all know that. And I ask myself everything I want to know.
Well, there's Allie's answer.
I'm kidding. Who is it for you? Do you know who's the smartest person you know?
Yeah, I know. It's my cousin, Camilo, actually. We call him Milo. He's a pilot, and my entire life, this man has been an absolute genius.
Yeah,
advanced everything.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. If he's fourth grade, he was doing seventh grade stuff.
Right.
He's the guy that he could look at a machine he's never seen before.
He's smart.
Take it apart in his brain. Mm-hmm. I don't know how he does that. Find the problem and then fix it.
Fix it
on a machine he's never used. It's smart. What do I ask him for help with?
Yeah,
nothing. Nah, nothing.
I admit my parents drive me crazy, but they're really smart and they're really well informed. They read a lot every day, all day, from current events to books. Oh. Like, they just read and consume a lot, so they know a lot.
Yeah.
So there are times when even I am like, what the hell? Or I don't know, I don't understand something that I feel like I should know at this age, maybe about politics or money or a house or whatever. And I just know my parents are going to know.
Hit the parents.
Both of them, not one, both.
Both
are well educated and both read a lot.
Yeah.
That's the one thing they do have in common when they're not fighting. Because that's that's what they're normally doing.
The parents.
But if I feel like I need knowledge on something, I would go to them. Now, they're not the pro in everything. This is the problem with this question.
Right.
Like mental health, they're horrible. They have no, they're old and they have no clue what they're talking about.
Right, right.
So there are departments where they don't know what they're talking about. Help. But there are departments where I trust them with a lot of things and I know they know what they're talking about.
I see that. I mean, your dad is a dang author.
Yeah. He's a doctor. He ran a doctor program. He's a doctor too. Yeah.
Smart man.
And my mom was a school psychologist.
Come on.
So.
Double smart parents.
And I don't think you have to have degrees to be smart anymore because we have the internet, but she did back then because they didn't have the internet.
Back in their day, you needed
back
school.
In their day, now we can teach ourselves all kinds of things.
YouTube University, baby.
Which is nice. So, all right, that's the question of the day. Who's the smartest person you know, and what do you ask them for help with?
That's a good one. I like it.
All right, 414-533-1037. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
The question of the day is, who's the smartest person you know and what do you ask them for help with? You said your cousin.
Mm-hmm.
I said my parents in some departments.
Yeah.
Not all.
Well,
but most of them, I would trust them.
Some things parents just don't understand.
If they said something to me, I would believe it. That's a fact. But for the most part, if they told me a fact, I would believe them. There's people that would tell me facts and I'd roll my eyes. Well, and I'd be like, you don't know.
I know what you mean when you meant like, oh, about house stuff, about tax stuff, about some political stuff.
They're well informed.
They're well informed in those departments, right?
Yeah.
They're good resources for that.
For sure. I was very lucky in that department. Let's go to Bree in Pewaukee. We'll start with her this morning. Hi, Bree.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, who's the smartest person you know, and what do you ask them for help with?
So, much like DZ, it's actually my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
So, she is a year older than me, and when we were little, she was getting scouted by Yale and Harvard at like 10 and 11.
Dog.
She's like a genius.
She could probably solve a Rubik's Cube.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
So
she could definitely
do that. Now that we're in our early 20s, she's 24 and already graduating with her doctorate degree.
Yo.
So.
Wow. Doctorate in what? I was going to say doctorate in what, though?
Jeez.
Not that it matters. It's a doctorate.
Huh?
Mathematics.
Doctorate in
numbers? Oh, come on. Now you're just showing off.
You're a number doctor. Leave me alone. I got nothing to ask you.
I am not, though. So every time someone asks me a question, like when I'm with her, I'm like, I missed that family tree branch when I came because I did not inherit that at all.
Me and you both, Bree. I'm not a numbers guy. I do 2 + 2 on my fingers still. Let's be honest.
Amen. Mm. I count all the time on my fingers and people make fun of me and I go, screw you, dude.
I'm a finger counter and proud.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
I am too. There's a reason I teach 1-year-olds because it's easy math.
1 + 1.
Well, thanks for sharing the story about your genius cousin.
Well, you guys have a good rest of your day.
Wait,
was your cousin from here? Did you say that?
Yeah, she's from Kenosha.
Oh, she is. Okay. Dang. And she ended up where? Where is she? You just said she got her doctorate. What does she do now?
So she just switched careers, so I don't actually know what she's doing, but I know right careers. Now.
Yeah, you don't know what it is.
She can do whatever she wants. She's a numbers doctor.
Some kind of engineer of math.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Probably doing rocket science somewhere. You know them types.
You know, NASA stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Bye, Bree. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, some of our texts say, Alexa, play Me, Myself, and I, saying it's Alexa.
You know, I'm the smartest person I know.
Well, Alexa's a smart one for who do you ask for help with. A lot of people do ask Alexa for help now with things. I mean, I do it all the time when I need questions or a timer or anything.
I mean, Alexa's technically AI. Like, you can ask her to do simple equations. Now, they might not be able to solve the equations Bree Cousin can solve, but the equations we need solved are probably good through Alexa.
It's true. Who's the smartest person you know, and what do you ask them for help with? Babe is on the phone in Hartford this morning, a.k.a. Mike.
Morning, Mike. I mean,
hi, babe.
Morning. Good morning, babe.
Hi, babe.
What up, man?
I'm calling you babe like your wife does.
Yep. So, if I don't have a mirror to look in to ask questions, I call my wife.
You're like me.
Smart man.
You're like, I already know the answer to everything. I'll figure it out.
Her and I compliment each other on street smarts and book smarts.
Mm.
And there are a few people that I've talked to and give useless knowledge to, and they're like, if we ever were on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, with $1 million question. It was some random question, we'd call you because I know a little bit about a lot of things.
You know what? That's actually a great way to put the same question. If you were on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and you had to call a friend, who would you call? Because it's the same question. Who's the smartest person you know?
Right.
And what would you ask them for help with? Where it's totally, that's the same question.
Yeah,
they would know
true.
Anything you ask them. You just know they're well-rounded.
Who's your phone a friend?
I mean, Mike would text himself. If it's about book smarts, if it's street smarts.
Give me a minute instead of 30 seconds. I might be able to figure this out.
He said, I got this.
Me too, if I have the internet.
Are we talking street stuff? Oh, let me hit my wife up.
Come on.
Exactly.
Somebody texted in and said, my boyfriend, for literally everything. Somebody said, my dad. I ask about life's lessons in general. That's Angie in Lake Geneva.
Nice. That's solid.
And then somebody else texted in and said, my friend Sharon, she's a pharmacist, and we ask her about all medications. Oh, that's a good person to have in your back pocket.
Yeah, get a medical professional
in
the bag.
Any kind of doctor. I call my friend Callie all the time. Am I going to die? And she's like, no. And I'm like, thanks.
I ask our nurse friends questions constantly.
Constantly. All the time. And it does start with, am I going to die? Usually. She's like, no, you're going to live. Great.
You're fine.
Thanks. All right, babe. Well, thanks for sharing today that you and your wife
are
a good team and you help each other.
Take care, fam.
Sounds good. Have a good day, guys.
You too, man. Peace.
The question was, who's the smartest person you know and what do you ask them for help with? Which really is, who's your phone a friend on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? If that was another question.
Yep, that's 100% what the question is. Who's your phone a friend?
Somebody texted in and said, I do home care for a man with muscular dystrophy. He runs a successful business selling stuff on Amazon while being extremely handicapped. I ask him everything from health questions, financial questions, investing questions. Yeah, because you could see this guy is still, you know, physically has some issues, but mentally is all there.
He's firing on all cylinders.
And knows a lot because I would assume when you don't have that physical mobility, you want to work your brain more, right?
Yeah.
You don't have any control. That would be really hard.
You know, something that clicked for me in that moment too, most of us usually go to like family that are the smartest people we know. Sometimes it's people you work with.
Well, it's because who you trust is your family.
Right.
Even if they're nuts. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly
what
you mean.
Sadly, I understand. Well, we appreciate your text waking you up this morning. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Today, you are the subject. Are you ready?
I am, man, because I need help.
Yeah, you do. And you were like, I don't know. Is this What Would DZ Do? I go, it absolutely is.
I was just...
It is.
The way it's shaped out, I guess it could be. But in my head, I was just like, I just need help figuring some things
out.
You
need advice.
I need advice.
What's the problem?
I need to know where to go, basically.
And for what?
My problem is, as many of y'all know, or may not, my wife and I, we bought our house last summer.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're kind of hitting those moments of needing to do some of the renovations and doing things that we wanted to do last year, didn't get the chance to do,
house honeymoon's over, you're adjusted, now it's like, okay, now we want to make our space right.
Now you put your hands on your hips and cue the Home Depot music and go, what project are we doing now?
What are we starting, right?
And one of the first projects we want to take care of is the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
So when we purchased the house, we purchased it from the original family that built it, owned it. One of the family members was a gardener.
Okay.
They loved a garden.
Awesome.
So they sectioned off a third of the backyard as a garden. When that family member passed, the next family member that stayed in the home was like, I'm not a gardener. They just threw wildflowers in. So maybe there's like a 20-foot by 9-foot area of my backyard.
Okay.
That is just trashed.
Right.
Wildflower, nasty, mulchy, no grass, horrible space, unusable.
Uh-huh.
We want to use it. So the other day, I tilled it. Grabbed the tiller.
Yep.
And rotated all the dirt. Now I'm in the process of clearing it out, flattening it down, because what we want to do is get wood chips.
Ah.
Get us some wood chips, put those down, and then bring all the play equipment over.
On the wood chips.
That'd be a perfect area for the boys to play, where we can keep an eye on them from the house, from outside, from the side door.
Oh, the backyard is a glorious place to send your kids when you can see them from inside. You know, I got that bay window. Mm-hmm. I can see my backyard. I'm
exactly.
with you. And then they can go and you know they're safe.
And once it's fenced in, good to go.
But Wait, can I tell you something before we go on about the wood chips? What? Owen sliced his eye open on a wood chip at a playground. Did you know that? When he was around Sammy's age, he was about two, and we were at one of the playgrounds right on the lakefront.
Okay.
And he fell and just sliced, it just sliced his eye. He's still got a scar to this day.
Does he really?
He was okay. He's fine. But it, since then, I've seen less and less wood chips. And I now, one of my friends.
More of that rubber matting stuff, right?
I have a friend, Mike. If he's him or his wife's listening, that's what he does. He has contracts and he goes around and puts that all over on playgrounds.
Oh.
That's like his job.
And that's a big, no, that's a big.
He started with a landscaping company and now he does the playgrounds.
Over.
And that's basically his business. Now because they have transferred. And I always wondered, did they go to that rubber because of things like my kid
dangerous.
Getting his eye sliced open? What is the odds?
What are the odds?
But maybe it's not that strange.
See?
Because if you fall and you slice it on the wood, I don't think that's going to happen, but I'm just saying.
No, and you might go
for the foam.
You're not freaking me out. You're not freaking me out by any means. Because we kind of had that covered. What mm-hmm. we want to do, because I had thought about the fact, I don't want wood chips going everywhere in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
I've been seeing this TikTok.
Yes, that's annoying too.
Where it's called mulch glue, and you spray it on, and it literally is like a clear coat
what?
Covering. It's called mulch glue.
What?
You can use it on wood chips. You can use it on rocks, like the little paver rocks.
What?
Yes. Yes. And you just spray it on, hit it with a couple layers over a couple days, and then all
I want to leave
stays.
And go do my yard stuff right now. I'm so excited. Are you kidding me?
Yes, yes. No, I'm not joking
at
all.
I can glue down the rocks and stuff that fly
mulch.
All over.
Yep. So you don't have to leaf blow
on.
Them back or
oh,
brush
on.
Them, whatever.
Where do you get that? Anywhere?
Anywhere. Any
what's it called?
Hardware store. It's called mulch glue.
Oh, man.
You
got to
do this whole process. I'll show you the video later. That's
okay.
A sidebar.
Yes, sidebar.
But what we want to do to make that backyard space usable is add wood chips.
Okay.
The only thing is, I don't know where the hell to get some wood chips. Chips,
I wouldn't
man.
Either.
Like, I, you see them at playgrounds. You see them at places. I don't actually know where wood chips come from.
I can tell you where you get. I can tell you where you get mulch.
That's mulch.
But that's mulch.
It's not the same thing. I need to know where to get the wood chips at, Allie.
People are saying get rubber mulch instead. There's rubber mulch?
Okay, so then what?
Well, then okay.
Then maybe the question is, what should we do for that backyard space?
Yeah.
It's like a 20-foot by 9-foot area. It's not very big. Consider it a third of our backyard, but it's unusable, and we want to make it usable.
People are saying go to Fleet Farm for the chips. Other people are saying you can get wood chips for free from a tree company.
Where?
I don't know
where?
If that's true.
Did somebody say free?
They said...
Hold on.
Company. Well, you think a tree company is destroying the trees, right? If they're taking down trees, they have to mulch them.
They want to get rid
of it. That's where the wood chips will come in, I would
Ooh,
think.
Well, I need the advice. If there's free material out there for me to use, you hear me. Ooh. I'm down.
We got a lot of texts. We'll take your calls too next. 414-533-1037. Where can he find the chips or what should he do with that space in his backyard? We're going to talk to you guys. We have a very special treat on Kiss FM tonight at 11 o'clock. Our very own Brew, who's the most adorable thing you've ever seen. Brew is going to be on at 11 o'clock tonight on Kiss FM. Why? He's going to be on with Taylor Swift debuting the new album, which comes out at midnight. Baby.
But hey,
a meeting of the Tortured Poets Department hosted by Brew tonight at 11 on Kiss FM. You're welcome.
You know that technically, since it is, the East Coast, West Coast difference.
We get to go
zones,
at 11.
We get to go at 11. We get it early.
So be here at 11 for Taylor Swift's new album. We're very excited.
You got a problem?
You got a problem? You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, the problem today is what should DZ do and where can he get free wood chips, we think?
Or that, what should we do with the yard?
Yeah, I think you might have solved this problem as far as the free wood chips because somebody texted in the literal We Energies website.
What's
and
We
I
Energies
clicked
got
on
to do
it.
With this?
It says free wood chips. They deliver them. Full loads are approximately 6 to 7 cubic yards. So basically, because they go out and cut trees down for the power lines, remember?
Oh, duh.
So they've done that for me. So they cut down trees, and then they have to mulch them, and then they have
chips. Got just wood
chips. Why We Energies has them.
That makes sense. I was like, what the hell does the energy company have to do with wood chips? No, duh.
We call them all the time about trees in my neighborhood.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's find out, though, what the listeners think, because you never know. Our girl Amanda is calling from Racine this morning. We'll let her go first. She claims this is her department.
Turn down for what?
Oh, her she's a tree person.
I don't know. Maybe.
Morning, Amanda.
I mean, you could say that, sure. I'm a cheat person.
A cheat person or a tree person?
Yes,
a cheat.
I'm cheap.
Cheap.
Oh, you had me a cheap.
Hey, me too.
Well, go on.
Talk me in.
What should he do?
So, what you could do is you can go steal some wood chips at a playground.
Steal some.
You know what, Amanda? Never mind.
You said cheap, you know, not illegal.
I heard somebody at Regency Mall took a bunch of free flowers because they're doing a lot of demolition. So,
well, if they're demolishing Regency Mall, the flowers are a go.
That's one thing.
I mean,
if I'm going to the neighborhood school,
a playground, why not? If you can go get some wood chips.
Amanda, jeez.
She said steal them.
Her advice is just as bad as mine.
Never
mind.
Amanda, try again tomorrow. Good try. Your advice is denied.
You too, bye. She said go steal wood chips. Go try getting arrested, DZ. Why not?
Come on.
Go to a school, get yourself arrested.
Let's go to Lisa in West Dallas next. Why not? You got to call 5 days in a row to get your own theme song. And these people have worked very hard to earn this honor.
Facts.
So, Lisa, welcome back, girlfriend.
Morning.
Good morning.
Well, we found out where to get the free wood chips.
True.
I think We Energies is the best bet. But what do you think?
Well, I didn't know about the We Energies. However, on Facebook, a lot of times the tree companies will post, like, free wood chips will drop off by you. I've seen it just, like, a week ago. I don't remember the name of the company.
Because they want to get rid of the trees they're demolishing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they'll do the same thing as We Energies.
I haven't seen a single thing on that because I looked online for free wood chips, not a single ad.
You probably just have to be following the correct companies, like Lisa's saying, yeah.
It was posted in, like, one of those free community pages or a Facebook, like, online, marketplace type thing is where I've seen it.
The buy nothing pages or whatever?
Wait, never mind. Yeah. Somebody texted in and said, I've been on the We Energies waiting list for 3 years. Good luck.
Never mind.
Well, I guess I'll go back to just paying him for all my energy. Move on with my life.
I'm not going on no waiting list to get free wood chips.
I'm not even doing that for the Packers tickets.
Well, Amanda told you where you could get free wood chips.
Well, Amanda's got no soul at the moment. She's telling us to steal everything, okay?
Free and illegal. Different.
I would check the Facebook Marketplace, and I would also check some of those rummage page groups and just see where, you know, if somebody had posted on there.
I didn't know
they made rubber mulch. Because Owen really did slice his eye open on wood mulch when he was 2. Like, that was a real story at a playground. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen, but it happened, and we had to go to the hospital and everything. So, if they have rubber, opt for rubber if you're going to end up paying for it.
If you're going to pay,
might as well.
I'm assuming wood chips are probably still cheaper, but if the rubber's going to be safer,
rubber's going to be more expensive. You and I both know that.
What drains in the ground, though, more? Because I know the wood chips will still drain. The rubber might not. I don't want to waterlog my backyard. All right, Lisa. I am going to take Lisa's advice. Check the Facebook groups.
Mm-hmm. That's what everybody's texting in, too. Thank you, Lisa.
Have a good day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Last but not least, we've got Lori in Cedarburg. I could have my Gucci on. Lori.
Morning.
Morning.
Look at this. Oh, my goodness. So much rubber mulch at Home Depot and Menards and Lowe's. It was in front of us the whole time.
What?
The whole time it's been here. Unbelievable.
I ain't never seen it.
I feel brand new all of a sudden. Now I'm going to Home Depot today and I'm walking around just because there's hot men there and a lot of new stuff I didn't know about.
And the rubber mulch.
Anyway, hi, Lori.
Quick question for DZ. Yeah. I laugh because I'm driving past the mulch pile. Does your town have a dump?
Bayview? I don't think Bayview's got like
a recycling center. They call it a recycling center now in my city.
Yeah.
They don't call it a dump anymore, but that's a good question. Right. Why?
Because in Cedarburg, we have a dump where we can go and stuff, but they have a pile of free wood chips in there that you can go and grab as much as you want.
Huh. Man, we need something like that. I don't know.
In Bayview, you might be part of the Milwaukee one.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can go. It's like, don't they have it like on certain times? Because I see the line all the way down to Miller Parkway. I've seen it from 40th.
I'm not going to West Milwaukee to go to the recycling center.
Have you ever seen that line on the days that it's open, though? It's like couches in the back of trucks for days.
Yep.
And it's people wait for a long time to dump stuff. It's wild.
It's a conga line of junk.
Anyway, where were we?
I've never seen wood chips there, though. So I might have to just call, though. We'll try. I'm exploring all options.
I don't think it's a wood chip place.
Mm-mm. No.
No.
Well, if it all sounds easy, you can always call me. I can hit you up with them.
Ah, Lori said, I got you from Cedarburg, dog.
Well, then what are we doing? Then bring them on down.
Well, we got to go.
Lori,
we appreciate your call.
Thanks, Lori.
Bye. Have a good day.
You too. And I will hit you up if I need that wood chip.
All the things I learned about today, mulch glue, rubber mulch.
Rubber mulch, right.
I mean, it seems like so duh when I think about it out loud, but now I'm like, wow. Everyone's saying go to Marketplace.
I think I got options, but it definitely ain't going to be going on a 3-year waiting list.
Somebody said rubber will last longer, obviously. Mulch will need to be refreshed every few years.
Fair.
The city of Waukesha at the dump has free mulch that you can scoop into your car. Okay, so hold on, though. New Berlin has that, too, but you have to live there.
Yeah.
You guys are acting, and they even check licenses sometimes, because people are smart enough, like us, to go into another city and be like, I live here.
Hey, Allie, you want to come get some free wood chips?
Let's go.
What's up? What's up?
Pull up. I live in New Berlin. Let's go.
What you doing right now?
I'm like, why are Allie and DZ stealing all the mulch? Then we go to Waukesha next.
Allie and DZ thought they were slick, stealing all the mulch from the playground, because Amanda and Racine said so.
And Allie's talking the whole time. So everybody knows it's them.
Everybody knows it's them.
We suck at this. Good luck.
Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Do you feel like you have good parenting days and bad parenting days?
Yeah, sometimes the same day.
Same, yeah. And I feel like yesterday was a really good day, 103.7 Kiss FM. So I was having a good day. I'm going to brag about it because tomorrow's probably going to be awful.
Yesterday was not a good parenting day for us. So let me hear about your good parenting day.
There are just days where I feel like my kids and I are super connected.
Yeah.
And there are days where we're not.
Backstreet.
All the way up and down where they just don't like me and they're going to tell me. And then there's days where we just are finishing each other's sentences. I feel like parents get it. You know, you're either with them or you're not.
Right.
And it's inconsistent. It's never the same.
Yeah.
It's stressful, but it's parenting.
It's parenting.
And yesterday was a good day because Hudson came home from school and he said, I made a Cheetos bracelet at lunch.
A what?
He had taken his bag of Cheetos, his like lunch bag, because they take their lunch now. Yeah. This is their thing.
Right.
And he must have had a bag of Cheetos. And so he just cut both ends and then slid it on the wrist and it became a Cheetos bracelet. And I put it on Facebook and did a mom brag.
So he made a Cheetos bracelet out of a bag?
A Cheetos bag. So it was a bracelet. It was like a Cheetos bag bracelet. But it was the cutest thing when they're little as a mom. You save those things for 100 years. So now I'm going to have a nasty Cheetos bag saved.
That ain't garbage.
I'm like, my baby made me a Cheetos bag.
My imaginary bracelet. Self, bro. I thought he strung Cheetos together, and I was like, how do you make a Cheetos bracelet?
That would be cool, too. He could do it. He could figure it out.
It's like, well, that's ingenuity.
Yeah, it would be. No, it was just, he said they were at lunch, and the other kids were doing it, so they made him out of a Cheetos bag. I go, oh, that's cute. So he gave me that, and then we had a nice little hug, and then he looked at me from across the room, and he's like, smiling at me, and I'm like, we're just connected today. Like today it's almost like any relationship. It's with a partner, it's with a friend. There are times where you connect with them and there are times where you don't.
You're not connecting.
It's the same thing with kids. And I was just thinking about that.
Ebb and flow of life.
Minus the romantic part, but you do it with your wife or husband or boyfriend or girlfriend. Sometimes 100%. You're on the same page and sometimes you want to kill each other.
And it's nice when you are on the same page and it's not when you're not, but you get through it, right?
Parenting. So yesterday was a parent win, which means we've got a bad one coming. But
maybe you get two good days back to back.
Why was it bad for you? Were the kid? You're in a different age group now. See, I'm evolving into teenage years.
Right.
So all my stress is emotional at this point because they stress me out emotionally.
Yeah.
You've still got a lot of the physical on edge where you have to watch them nonstop all day every day. That's a stressful period.
And that's kind of what it was yesterday, man.
Yeah.
Our 2-year-old didn't have a great physical day. He was struggling a lot to get his emotions out, and he's 2 and a half, so he's basically a 3-nager now. And now,
so we were dealing with kind of the same thing, but different ages.
And different attitudes, communication skills.
Different. Yeah, mine can talk. Yours is working on it.
You can have a full guided conversation with them and actually tell them to sit down and they'll listen.
Nope, they won't listen, but well, good try, DZ.
Well, you know
you
what I mean.
You can't have a full conversation with them. Then listening, that's another discussion.
No, so yeah, he was just having a little bit of a tough day. Buddy didn't want to listen. Buddy wasn't trying to, you know, necessarily do the right things yesterday. Yeah. He wasn't on his Spike Lee. He was acting out. He was acting out like Radio Rocky.
He wasn't feeling himself, and the weather was weird. Everything was weird yesterday.
It was all wonky, right? Yeah. So yeah. He just didn't have a great day, but we're okay.
Well, then today's gonna be great for you.
Today's gonna be a better day.
And if my kids have a bad day, they're at their dad's, so whatever. I said what I said.
You lucky?
I am lucky. Your kids are going right back to your house today, aren't they?
Yep.
All right, we're gonna do Am I the Jerk next. I don't know. I'm gonna put myself on the fire for this one.
Are you?
This is my own. I want to know if I'm the jerk if I ask one of my friends something.
Okay.
It's time. I feel like I should ask her. It's getting awkward for me and nobody else. Or maybe I should just let it go.
Okay.
Okay, we'll talk about it next.
The jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, this is me.
Today's about you.
And yesterday you said I was the jerk off the air, kind of, when I brought this up. So maybe I'm going to get lit up today.
Because let's find out.
I want to know if I'm the jerk if I ask a friend of mine if she got the flowers I sent her because she said nothing about them.
Mm.
And I'm starting to get weirded out that what if they didn't get there? What if they didn't get there? I have a confirmation email. I have everything.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't need her to say something back because it was a gift and she was going through stuff.
Sure.
Which is why I sent the flowers.
Right, in the first place.
But then to not hear anything, and I've seen her twice since then.
Oh, you've seen her?
I've seen her. We've talked on the phone. We've hung out.
So y'all have interacted.
We've interacted.
All right.
We've interacted. But she hasn't said anything. So then I thought, well, she's going through a lot. It's been a rough time.
Sure.
Of course she's not going to say anything. Mm-hmm. It's not important.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got paranoid because I got the confirmation email. What if she didn't get the flowers? What if they're scamming me?
What? She got robbed.
She would always say something.
You think so?
Yes.
Hmm.
And then you go, Allie, it's not about you getting the clap back from the gift. I'm like, I get that. But the problem is now I'm paranoid that I paid for these flowers and they never arrived. That's my next concern.
Sure.
So it's almost like I don't need a thank you, but am I a jerk if I call her and ask her if she got the flowers I sent her?
My thought is,
this is awkward.
You wouldn't be a jerk.
It would sound jerky.
If y'all hadn't talked, y'all hadn't interacted, you guys hadn't communicated since you sent the flowers before.
Three times.
You've seen her multiple times. Multiple times. You guys have talked. You guys have texted. You guys have called on the phone.
It's so weird. Do you think she got them?
I'm assuming she did get them and didn't feel like she needed to say something. That's why I said, since you guys have talked, interacted, and it hasn't been brought up, it's past the moment of bringing up to me. How long has it been now?
Over a week.
It's past the moment of bringing it up.
Over a week.
You got all the confirmations. It's been two weeks.
It's been more than that.
It's been 2 weeks for me. Yeah, I wouldn't bring it up. I wouldn't want to.
Because how weird.
Right.
She's going to hear it on the air now. Now it's going to be completely awkward. But I want to because I'm part of me. Maybe that's the, I don't know. And part of me is like, no, let it go.
Yeah.
I don't need her to, it's getting to the point where it's not about, I need the recognition from her. I want to make sure they got sent. I almost want to call, should I just call the flower company?
I was going to say, I'd just call the flower company.
Sure you sent these, right? And then I'm good. And then I'm good.
Because they sent you a confirmation.
What if they went to the wrong address?
They sent you a confirmation receipt. Ooh, I didn't think about that.
There's so many things going through my mind. So many things in my mind. What if they delivered them to the wrong place?
Wrong person. They got them and then, ooh.
Yeah.
And if you know your friend, you know they would have said something about it.
She would have, I thought.
Mm-hmm. We thought.
See? Am I the jerk if I call my friend and ask if she got the flowers I sent her?
See,
it's not about me. That's why I don't want to ask.
Instinct goes,
but I'm scared they didn't get there.
But with thinking, you're thinking, because we don't think the same way.
That's where I get lost on it.
Shaping it, I'm like, I mean, maybe not. But then it's been so long. You figured, had you been worried about it, you would have called sooner and been like, hey, I got the confirmation, but I hadn't heard from you. I want to make sure you got the flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now it's been 2 weeks. Now you're just like, well, maybe they didn't. It's like you're thinking on it on the back end.
Yeah. It's it's like, well, now it's like, I don't want to say
is
anything.
It worth it? Right.
No, it's not worth it.
Right.
It's not worth it, but I want to make sure that the company...
But it's worth it.
But it's worth it, right? And now I don't know what to do.
Is Allie the jerk if she hits her friend up and asks if she got the flowers? Mm-hmm. That's the question today, dog.
I just feel like what my friend was going through was a much bigger deal than whether or not she got the flowers.
100%.
But I want to make sure I'm not getting ripped off by the company. See the problem here?
But it's a big enough deal to where you want to make sure she got those flowers.
Jeez.
So she knows you were thinking of her, and so you know that they actually got delivered.
Well, 414-533-1037. And her and I talk about random stuff like this all the time, so I think she'll take it in light.
Oh, I know so.
We're the ones who will go in a dark room and go, am I the jerk if I say something like this? So I think she'll understand.
She'll definitely understand, and we definitely going to find out if you are or are not the jerk.
Am I the jerk if I ask my friend if she got the flowers I sent her?
Sounds funny.
So bad. Okay, we'll talk to you next.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Somebody texted in and said, I got my mom flowers the other day and she thought they were from someone else until I asked, not the jerk. Oh, I don't even... It's not even about...
You sent a note with the flowers.
I sent a note, but maybe it didn't get there. I don't know. Let's go to our callers. Am I the jerk if I ask my friend if she got the flowers I sent her? Mm. She hasn't said a word. And now I'm wondering if the flowers arrived.
It's been 2 weeks.
I want that more than anything. Did the flowers at least get there? Then I can sleep at night. That's all I really need. Man, Tiffany's in Kenosha. Tiffany, good morning. All right. Am I the jerk if I go ask her if she got the flowers?
No, I'm saying not the jerk. And here's what happened at my work. So one of my employees, her husband sent her flowers on Valentine's Day, and they gave her him a confirmation. And he asked her, like, hey, you didn't say nothing about my flowers. She never got them. He had to, like, track down the flower company. And it took a couple of days. And now, like, I know Valentine's Day is a lot busier than just, you know, like a regular day. But even still, like, you want to make sure you're getting what you paid for.
And flowers aren't cheap. Flowers aren't cheap.
No, they're not.
Delivered. That's another thing. Like, I can let the money go as long as they got there.
Right.
Just please tell me they got there. You know?
And getting the confirmation email clearly doesn't mean nothing, because as far as Tiffany knows, you could send the confirmation and nobody got nothing.
And how annoying when you get something and don't know who they're from, that's the case, by the way. And a side note.
Damn.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Tiffany says not the jerk. Kicks it off.
Okay. Yep. I might have to call the flower company.
Yeah, thanks, Tiffany. Have a good day.
Melissa's in Hubertus this morning. Hi, Melissa. How's it going?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Doing good.
Trying to figure it out for Allie.
Am I the jerk if I ask my friend if she got the flowers I sent her? Because she didn't say a word.
Totally not the jerk.
Are you sure?
Yes, because I send flowers to people all the time, and you never know if they get them.
Which is
if
scary.
They don't send you
a picture,
you know, like,
or a thank you.
Yeah, and you want to make sure like they actually got some good looking flowers and not some nasty ones that look really, really crappy.
That's
you don't
true.
Know.
That's very
you know what
true.
I mean?
Actually,
you want to make sure you get what you pay for. So. It would take her 2 seconds, even if she's going through something hard.
That's
it
why
would take her 2 seconds to just say, Allie, thank you so much
and
for sending me those flowers. It means a lot, you know?
And
is it
she
out of
would.
Character that she
yes.
hasn't?
That's why I
and
don't think she got
to.
Them. But now I sound ridiculous going, do I ask her if she got the flowers I sent? Because what if she just forgot to say something? Because she is going through a lot. And a lot of people send flowers.
We're
so
human.
I'm not the only one. I know I'm not the only one that sent flowers that day.
Right.
I know she got a lot of flowers.
Bet.
So it's like,
but
well.
But still, like the other caller said, flowers are not cheap. And like it takes 2 seconds to, so you are not the jerk. I would totally ask her to, you know, hey, just like mention it. Hey, did you, by chance, get my flowers I sent you? You know what I mean?
So
it's
awkward.
Not a big deal.
2 weeks ago.
It's not
a big deal, but did you get them?
This is why
it's awkward, though. I have to say it like that. Come on. Did you get them? Not a big deal, but did you get them?
That's why I wouldn't want to, man.
I don't want to either.
Hey.
Should I ask her husband?
Oh, no.
Maybe he would tell me.
He might not have even realized.
You could
realized.
Do that, too. Oh,
that's true. Or, like, did your wife get my flowers? This is such an awkward question.
Because then he's got to tell you he took the note off and took the flowers and gave them to him from himself.
I would whoop his. You know what? Oh, my goodness.
Melissa standing strong from right. Hubertus. She not said, the not the jerk.
Thanks, Melissa.
Welcome.
Bye. Everybody's texting in. What if they were delivered to the wrong address? That was another thing that I worried about, fair. Even though I know I put her address in correct. Last but not least, Callie is in Oak Creek. Good morning, Callie. Not my friend Callie, different Callie. Hey, girl.
Morning.
Good morning, Allie and DZ.
Hi. Am I the jerk if I ask my friend if she got the flowers?
Talk to us straight.
You're absolutely not the jerk.
Feels like it, though. It feels sweet. Weird. Feels self-serving. Mm-hmm. You know
here's
what I mean?
Here's what I think you should do. Here's what you should do. You should send her a text, just checking in, seeing how you are, and then maybe that will spark her. You know, she was going
but I've
a
seen her.
Night.
They've seen each other.
She
They've
came
talked.
To my house this weekend, like, twice. We've They've seen texted. Each other. We hung out and had a conversation for 30 minutes on Saturday afternoon. Like, I've seen her.
And there's been plenty of chances for her to go to, hey, thanks for those flowers. Appreciate you, love. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
And you definitely got to ask her.
That's why I'm like, dude, I don't think she got them.
My mind is blown. See? That's what, those are, for those exact reasons, I'm going, yeah, I definitely wouldn't ask her.
No.
But everybody's going, no, you got to ask her.
The fact that she hasn't said anything gets weirder and weirder.
Sure.
The fact that we
and
have
spent
time
together. It's
not about
the money. It's about the point that you want to make sure that she got what you paid for.
Sure. Mm-hmm. It's not about the money. It's not about the thank you. It's not about anything for you. You mm-hmm. just want to make sure she actually received
those
flowers.
I want to make sure what the business I paid to do a service did.
Did the service.
And helped me out with some sympathy flowers, which is a very serious thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then it looks like I wasn't even there for her at all.
But
because I'm
were.
Thinking the flowers are showing up and I'm showing support. That way, and now it just looks like
don't do that to yourself, though.
God.
Don't get into
See,
your own mind
it's not about
it, though.
Me.
Don't do that
don't
to yourself.
Don't beat yourself up over it. I would just reach out to her. If she's a friend, she'll understand that.
That part.
That's not the kind of person you are.
That part, Callie.
She better have gotten the flowers.
We appreciate your call,
I hope
Callie.
She did, and then I can sleep at night. Thanks, Callie.
Yes. All right, thanks. Have a good day.
You too,
bye.
Clean sweep, not
clean
the jerk.
Sweep. All right.
You
so,
gotta ask.
I don't wanna ask.
I wouldn't either, but according to the listeners,
dang
you
it.
Gotta.
Dang it.
You better call now.
Dang it. Wait, I'm scared.
We need an update, Allie.
Oh, no, she just texted me.
Oh, we need an
I
update.
I said, I have something for Am I the Jerk? I'm talking about something. She goes, do you want to call in at the end? And she goes, well, what are we talking about? Don't tell me she wasn't listening. Now I got to go through this again with her on the phone?
Now you just got to tell her it's about the flowers. And if she goes,
no!
What? No. Listen. Just say it's about the flowers. And then if she responds with what flowers, you know she never got them.
Okay, so is that the plan if we get her on the phone? You
yes.
and I need a plan.
Yes.
Well, I wasn't listening. I was half listening because I'm panicked about the text.
Y'all see what I got to deal with. Kiss FM.
We'll talk to her next. I'll get her on the phone. Hold on. Kiss FM. It's 103.7. Kiss FM. So wait. So we're going to say the flowers?
Just say the flowers.
The flowers.
The flowers. And we'll go from there. Icebreaker.
She's not listening. She's at work. Oh, shoot. She has no idea what's going on.
The flowers? Question mark.
This is so awkward. Oh, God. That's right. Whip your loving on me. I like new whips and Chevy. Can't tell me down. But you can whip your loving on me, baby. Whip your loving on me, baby. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. I'm nervous. Pick up line 2. Just get line 2. Oh,
what
God.
Are you nervous about, man?
Because she's on the phone. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Are you there?
Don't. Am I on the air right now?
Yeah. Is that okay?
Live and indirect. Yes.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. So my friend Callie's on the phone.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Not the one that was just on the phone for Am I the Jerk. This is my actual friend.
Different Callie.
Callie,
yes.
You were the subject on Am I the Jerk today, and this is going to be really awkward.
Oh, no. I don't even know what it was.
It's already been decided.
You didn't do anything wrong.
That it's not the jerk, okay? So it doesn't matter.
I wanted to know if I was the jerk if I ask you a question.
Okay.
This is so uncomfortable.
She doesn't know what's going on, and
Callie's
I love this.
Callie's going to kill me for this.
Oh, I'm sweating.
I'm so confused.
I know, because Callie, you and I talk about scenarios like this all the time, and we love talking about Am I the Jerk scenarios.
Yeah.
Like, her and I enjoy that. So
oh, yes.
I, okay, this feels so, now that she's on the phone, it feels awkward. I feel like a jerk asking this. And
Allie?
This is why I said, am I the jerk?
I'm so nervous.
You have nothing to be nervous about.
Rip
I'm the problem.
Did, the band-aid.
Rip the band-aid. Yeah, rip it.
Did you get flowers on Theo's birthday? birthday from me. Or not, I'm sorry, not his birthday, on the day Theo passed away. When your son passed away, the anniversary of his death. Did you get flowers from me in March?
No. No.
Oh!
I would have definitely said something to you.
Now we gotta find somebody and throw hands.
Now I'm
Now we gotta throw hands.
See, in this whole
I never would say anything.
We ride at dawn. We ride at dawn.
Now I'm furious. See, Kelly, I did not want to ask you because what a jerk to send someone flowers and then go, "Did you get my flowers? You didn't mention them because it's not about me. It's about her son Theo who passed away from congenital heart disease."
Right. But also, it's about the fact that a service was paid for and you don't know that it was.
Ding 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 ding. This is why y'all are friends.
This is why we're friends. And this is why we talk about Am I the Jerk scenarios, because she knows what's up.
Okay, you sure you weren't listening, Kelly?
She wasn't, but I know her.
Yo.
And I know we've talked about, like, because Callie and I would genuinely just be real about it and go, is it weird if I ask if she got the flowers I sent?
No, I wouldn't even, I wouldn't even hesitate. I'd be like, hey, did you get my flowers?
Okay, okay.
Well, I would have.
Callie hesitated for almost 2 weeks, dog. She was like, man, I'm so sorry.
You don't need to be sorry.
Right?
You're going through enough. This is what I said on the air. This is not. She has enough going on.
She's busy. She's working.
I don't need to call her and go, did you get my flowers? But now I'm mad at the company, and I want to know who did get my flowers.
And what adds to the story, because now we know. Always confirm. And always ask. It's not about me getting
the thank
you.
And now I'm like, did I get flowers?
Where were they at?
There isn't, because I know Nick got me flowers, and I know
her husband.
Yeah, I got flowers from another person.
That's what I said. I said Callie
and
probably got...
no way I would have remembered that.
She would have remembered. Yeah. And she loves flowers. And the funny part is...
I love getting flowers.
And I know this about you. When she didn't say a word, and I thought, I don't know if she got them, but maybe she's overwhelmed because she lost a child, and that's traumatic. And so she doesn't have to call me on the anniversary of her son's death. That's okay. I understand. And that's where I've come in as am I the jerk.
Did you think that I was the jerk for the past 2 weeks?
No, not at all.
The question is, am I the jerk for asking you if you got them?
Oh, no, I don't think so. Because you're usually sending flowers to somebody that you know, I would think, fairly well, that you should be able to, like, say to your friend, hey, like, did you get my flowers? I just want to make sure. I mean, I know that feels awkward, but I do that, I mean, enough.
And Kelly,
people's birthdays and
I know I texted you that day, but I didn't talk to you on the phone. So I'm thinking a text, flowers, I reached out, I supported. Now I'm thinking I didn't call her.
I didn't
send flowers. Right. I did nothing. And now I feel even worse because the flowers are a sentiment. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's like unbelievable.
This is a lesson in overthinking and how quickly you can overthink.
Spiral.
When you wait on something, when you've been pending.
And
when
you don't communicate.
I'm glad you didn't listen to me because I said don't do it.
He said I shouldn't ask you because it's icky to go, did you get the gift I sent? Which I get why that's icky.
It had been too long and y'all have had too many conversations. I was like, if she was going to say something, Kylie would have already said something.
Yeah, I was not expecting this to be the
We had another scenario
that I'm like, you can't put that on the air.
I would never do it.
Okay.
Kelly, I know our lives enough to know what is appropriate and what does not go on the air. And
okay,
there are some things we keep off the air. But this one I knew you would think was funny and laugh about. I'm sorry you didn't get the flowers. I'm going to find out where they went today.
You're so sweet. It's the thought that counts.
And
I love you for
Kelly,
that. Thank you.
And the refund we're about to get, too.
And that's the refund.
Yeah, exactly. You better find out who didn't do their job correctly.
Seriously. Because I even told everyone on the air, you missed this because you're working, that you came over to my house twice this weekend. Because they were like, well, maybe you haven't seen her. I'm like, no, I've seen her, and she hasn't said a word.
No,
I don't think she got them.
No way I got these flowers. There's no way.
Okay, I feel better.
Whew. The sigh of relief. I'm already knowing.
Now I'm really, I was so scared to talk about this on the air because now I feel better.
You can breathe, Allie. We're good.
Everyone needs to breathe. Everyone, ask your friends if they got the gift.
It's okay to do that.
Okay.
I think you're a jerk if you don't send at least like a hey thanks, or you don't have to like send. I think thank you cards are becoming kind of out of date maybe.
I
still think there are certain occasions where you should send thank you cards, but definitely at least mentioning and saying hey thanks, and you're a jerk if you don't do that.
A picture.
Yeah, you should acknowledge it and say hey, I got these, it's so wonderful.
Well, somebody called in and said you also sometimes want a picture from the person you sent them to, because what if they got bad flowers? Like, what if they got wilty? That
wilted
too.
Roses.
That has happened. I've had a friend that I sent the picture. I said, "Oh my gosh, I love them. Thank you." She goes, "That is not what I ordered."
Oh.
And then that's on. Yeah, because mm-hmm. they're expensive. I mean, like a bouquet of flowers are cheap. $70-$80 now.
At least
with delivery. So right. You better get what you pay for sure. And I didn't even get the flowers you paid for. So.
We all learned a lesson today. I'm not gonna lie.
Unbelievable. Well, Kelly, now I feel so much better that I asked you. And
I'm sorry if you're stressed.
You don't need to be sorry. And if the level of stress, it's like I said, you lost a child. I'm not sure if my flowers got there. I don't think they're the same, Callie.
They
do not equate. My problem is not important, okay?
Those are apples and oranges.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
they don't equate, but they do relate, and one hands with the other. But we got to get this refund, though.
I'm going to get it.
Get that refund. Let me know how that goes.
You took time out of your day to like call in when you're working. I might as well give your wonderful nonprofit a shout out, Project Bubbaloo, in honor of Theo, who you lost to congenital heart disease at 6 months. We'll be at Hops for Hearts this weekend. So
tomorrow we're setting up today. That's what I'm stressed about.
She says she's busy. She doesn't care right now.
So we got to let her off the phone.
Up today.
We got to go.
Yeah, well, thanks for calling, guys. Have a good rest of the day.
You too. Bye.
Woosa. Okay, we full circle. We got it all solved, and I feel so much better right now. I feel really good.
You know what? Me
we
too.
We needed some communication on that, and everything's okay.
I'm glad you asked.
I am too, and now I got to go light somebody up and find out where the flowers are.
Oh, can I come?
Yes.
Let's go.
Oh, well, of course it is. What you say? In Luca Heights. Did you see who lost 70 pounds?
I did not. Somebody on a good weight loss trend?
Yes. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. I wanted to talk about this. Jelly Roll has lost 70 pounds, you guys.
Ooh.
70 pounds.
Okay.
Says he's training for a 5K.
Dang, son, what?
And I know what you're all thinking. Is he on Ozempic? Because let's be real. When people lose weight today, that's what we're all thinking. I'll say it too.
First guess.
And I'm not judging either way. I don't give a damn. No. Do you? I've always said that from the start. But Jelly Roll, it sounds like, is doing it all from food and exercise because he said he's eating really healthy. He started walking, and he's going to start training for a race now. He's training for a 5K.
Good for him. That's that's a huge undertaking. And I mean, yeah, you're going to need to be in shape, my boy.
Yep.
And it's not about losing the weight. But if you got a goal, you're going to be doing some of the things that are going to naturally shed the pounds.
Well, and I didn't realize he's 39. You're going to be that big at 39. You better start watching out for some serious health problems. Your heart, your body can't take, that's a lot of weight to carry.
He said,
I plan on losing another 100 pounds. He said at least another 100. He said, I feel so good with this weight. I can only imagine how good I'm going to feel by the time I go on tour.
Yeah. And he wears his weight well. I'll give him that. For a big dude, you're not thinking like, oh, he looks quote unquote unhealthy. He looks happy. He looks like a genuinely naturally stimulated guy, but clearly health is part of the concern for him, and rightfully so. Like, it should be for everybody, but.
Yep. He said he eats really well, which is probably easy because you have people that'll cook for you. So that's helpful, right? But he still has to do all the exercise on his own. And that's what he's been doing. He said he trains every day. He said he's just shedding weight. He said, as long as I'm training for this thing, it comes off. I've been eating good. I'm excited. I'm definitely going to get the 3.1 miles done, probably a brisk power walk. My goal is to be able to do a 15-minute mile walk. So,
we're going to have to call Jelly Roll Beefcake soon enough.
Seriously.
He's going to have a whole body transformation.
Well, and I lost, you know, all my weight from food, period.
Right.
It was all food.
Dieting.
You want to talk real. I mean, I didn't even work out till I had lost it all.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started working out and going, oh, I want to tone. Now I just want some energy because I already felt amazing after the weight loss.
Right.
That was what motivated me. So when I hear him say, if I feel this good after 70 pounds, that is a huge motivator. It's more about how you feel at that point than
the actual weight.
Yeah, because you feel good and you feel good about yourself. You're feeling yourself. You feel your quality of life is better.
And the weight loss is a huge motivator when you see those pounds come off to keep going.
Exactly.
Even though it's not the reason, it's like, well, look at me now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how much Jelly Roll weighs. I'm going to guess, shot in the dark.
What do you think?
Over 300 pounds.
Easily
over 300 pounds. Losing 70 might not look like a lot now, but add another 70 and then another 70 to that.
You're you're going to see.
Completely different dude.
Well, when you're that big, that you have to lose a lot for people to start to notice.
Yep.
And I mean that in just the most matter-of-fact way, you know?
At my biggest, I weighed almost 300 pounds. Mm-hmm. When I lost 70 pounds myself, mm-hmm. people went, oh, you could start to tell something.
Now you're slimming down.
Once I hit that 90-pound mark, mm-hmm. close to the 100, then everybody was like, dang, skinny mini.
Right.
Wow.
I lost my 150 pounds. It took me one year, and I did. I wrapped it up in 2019, which I was talking to my sister about this yesterday, because my sister has been doing something amazing. She's lost a tremendous amount of weight.
Yeah.
And so I'm actually going to have her on the show, and we're going to talk about it coming up here before 9 o'clock.
Okay, cool.
So Jelly Roll, congrats to him for losing 70 pounds. We're going to talk more weight loss. Hold on. And everybody's got their own thing. I get it. Somebody texted in and said, hit 30 pounds of my 60-pound goal, and Allie, it's all food.
Nice.
You're 1,000% correct. That's correct. I go to the gym for mental and toning and physical health, honestly. But the weight was my food.
All food.
If I'm being honest.
It can be done, man. You just got to be committed.
Mm-hmm. Good luck to Jelly Roll. Can't wait to see you slim down.
Slim Roll.
As long as you're happy. Do you, boo.
Skinny Roll.
We're going to change his name.
We are.
Kiss FM. She said, and I quote, you better not embarrass me, unquote. Yeah, right.
And she used the full name, too.
Please, 103.7 Kiss FM. She said, Allison Faith.
You better not dare. I know where you live. I know your family, because I am it.
My sister's on the phone. Hold on, though. I just want to throw out there that we do have more Milwaukee Bucks tickets. We found another pair to the playoffs, everybody.
I had them in my pocket the whole time.
Liar. You were trying to take them home, and then we took them out of your pocket. 1037kissfm.com. Go there sometime today and enter to win those Bucks playoffs tickets on our website. Okay, back to the problem at hand. Yes.
It's for game two. Game two on the 23rd.
Oh, thank you.
So it's not for game one. Those are already done. We got tickets for game two of the playoffs up for grabs. 1037kissfm.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I will take your word for it. This says Sunday on our website.
Well,
it says April 23rd. Okay.
Well, it's not Sunday. It's they messed up the day. It's for the 23rd.
It's the 23rd. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, gotcha. DZ, for clarifying. So anyway, Penelope, where were we?
Good morning, big sister.
Good morning.
She sounds like our regular caller, Teddy, when she did that.
Good morning.
Do you think Penny and I sound alike?
A little bit.
People used to call our house when we had landlines, and she was in high school, and I was like 10, and I would answer and pretend like I was her. And then they'd be like, this isn't Penny. Allison, give the phone to your sister.
I do think y'all sound alike a little bit. I hear a little more southern. Not southern, a little more Cali twang in her voice, though.
And I'm Wisconsin twang. Because mm-hmm. we grew up in the South, and then we both moved away.
That's the difference.
And she's in California with the twang now.
So your twang's changed. And I know she be saying chancla, so she be speaking Spanish, too. She, so.
All of her friends are Hispanic.
I didn't say chancla. I get in trouble if I say flip-flops or thongs.
Thank you.
Has to be chancla.
Gotta be
chancla. She lives in California.
She's about that life.
She knows what's up.
But she's got some big things going on in her life.
Yeah, Penny, I'm so proud of you. My sister, out of nowhere, you have to tell us, Penny, what motivated you to do this? Because how many pounds have you lost now, Penny?
78.6 today.
Ooh, 78.6. With the point six, don't forget it.
Seriously, 78 pounds.
That's amazing.
And Penny, you're on fire right now. I lost 150 and I did it 2018 to 2019 is when I did it. And then now Penny, she's doing the same thing I did. She's doing keto, low carb.
How's it going though, Penny? What are you enjoying? What's been some of the positives that you've embraced mm-hmm. since starting your journey?
Bacon.
That's my girl.
Wepa.
She calls me and she's like, can I eat this? I go, sure. She goes, can I eat that? I go, I wouldn't, but do you, boo?
But you can.
And I'm really proud of her making her own choices, because one of the big things I learned with my weight loss is that not only was it all food, but it was all self-discipline and self-control. Like, all the time I get messages from people and they go, Allie, I don't know how you got through the first 2 weeks. This is the worst, mm-hmm. which my sister Penelope did to me as well. She'd call me and go, I can't do this. And I'm like, this is where you're being tested, because weight loss and keeping a healthy body has to do with self-control, everybody.
Yes.
You have to make your own choices. And the self-control, if you make good decisions, hopefully will build up your self-esteem a little, and then you'll feel good in the long term because you're feeling good about your choices. It's you. Yeah. It's not the food.
It's like a two-week detox. Because if you don't detox the body, you're just going to go right back to the things you were doing before. So those 2 weeks are that tough. You're cleansing your soul out of all of that sludge that you've been putting in it before, the things that didn't serve you a good purpose.
Without a doubt. Penny, I want to know, my sister's on the phone. She's lost 78 pounds, so I wanted to bring her on because we were talking about how Jelly Roll lost 70 pounds. I've lost 150 pounds. DZ's lost 70 pounds before.
And gained some of it back. You know what I'm saying?
What motivated you to do this, Penny? I don't know if I ever asked you. Why did you start doing this?
I was waiting for it to click in my head because for me, it just has to click.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. But my knees were killing me.
Yep.
And I just felt like I'm not old enough to feel like this.
That's right, sister. Yes, take your life back.
I don't.
Sorry, I'm getting
pumped.
I don't
like it.
Yeah.
And little things like flying on an airplane were not fun.
Thank you.
Those kinds of things.
Penny,
and so
you and I go to concerts together. Yeah. I have, you have me, yeah.
Just listen. Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
I had you to motivate me. I also had one of my teachers lost a bunch of weight as well last year, kind of doing the same thing. And so watching her motivated me. Aww. Heidi, I know you're listening.
Go, Heidi. Hey, listening Heidi. On the Odyssey app. What? And my sister's an elementary school principal, so when she says my teachers, that's what she means.
She means right.
So anyway, go on,
her
Penny.
Staff.
So your staff, yep.
So, yes. So I just, it just clicked for some reason finally. It just was that moment.
And
I
love when you call me and she's in such a good mood and she's like, I feel so much better. And I'm like, that's what motivates me is the feeling of how you feel and how good you feel, you know?
Bruh, dude, set over 70 pounds. Penny, I know you've gone through about 2-3 wardrobes now because you can't wear the same clothes after losing 70.
She calls me about clothes all day, every day. Yesterday she did this. She had to go to Target and buy an outfit because her thing was falling off.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, and DZ, she's telling me not to buy any clothes. I said, I have to buy clothes. I have to go to work.
Right.
So there you go.
I need work clothes.
But it's tough because she's going to keep losing weight, so she's going to keep having to get new and new and new clothes.
And I told her, she's now doing this, been doing this for months now, and towards the end is where it really started falling off of me.
Mm-hmm.
I told her yesterday, I said, every month when I was losing weight, you know where I bought clothes? Goodwill.
Ooh.
I loved it. I went in there, and I would go, you know, I'd go to the nice suburbs.
You got to go out the way.
And I'd be like, let me see what the Richie Rich has dropped off today. And I would get some nice clothes.
Y'all got any Gucci bags?
I hire people that don't care about your stuff. I'm here to receive it.
I'm here for the Louis Vuitton for $5.
I got so many good clothes going to Goodwill all over the place when I was losing weight. And then I got sad when I outgrew them again. So I told her, go buy them secondhand. But
that's smart.
She's got a shopping issue. That's another topic for another day.
Side conversation.
Excuse me. Remember the door. Allison.
Not embarrass her, Allison.
I'm telling you, this is my big sister. I used to get her in trouble. I used to bust her out. I remember finding wine coolers hidden in high school, and I went up and told my parents. I was such a little brat. I was like 10.
You're making up for it now, though, because you're bigging her up for doing some of the greatest things that you could possibly do in your life, and that's taking control of your life back.
I'm proud of you, Penny, for losing 78 pounds. You're a machine, and I'm glad that you brought up the things that we don't talk about, the quality of life things like flying on a plane. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Penny and I have been to many concerts together, and there were times where you're sitting in a seat and you're very uncomfortable because you know you're taking up more than that seat and the people next to you.
Yeah.
And that ruins your experiences.
Bruh.
When I used to go to Summerfest and sweat like a maniac, I don't do that anymore.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, there's all these things I could tell you about my quality of life that I took for granted or that gave me anxiety that I never think about now.
Oh, I get it, Brad.
Never.
Some of my biggest, I remember being at Six Flags Great America and having to be told you can't ride a ride.
Oh,
I'm a little too big for it.
That?
Hey, listen, I was okay with
it. I'd cry.
But
I'd cry.
It did hurt my feelings a little bit going, dang, man. I've never had that happen. Yeah. It makes you feel some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sucks. Penny? Or you feel like you can't go. You don't want to try because you don't want to get embarrassed.
You don't even give yourself the chance.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, yeah. I'm not going to fit, so I'm not going to go.
Right.
These are real talks. These are real weight loss things.
Facts,
yeah.
Facts. Mm-hmm. Penny, I got a question for you, if you don't mind me asking. Sure. Now, you know, being 70, almost 80 pounds down, do you have a goal weight or a goal weight loss?
Good question.
So Allison asked me this the other day, and
she calls me Allison.
Don't.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, it's my sister.
Go on. I did ask. Go on. Sorry.
Mi hermana.
She did ask. And I don't actually have a goal weight because right now I feel like as the size I am, I still weigh more than I would have thought I would.
Okay.
And so I'm not worrying about that. I do like to see it on the scale because otherwise it's a little discouraging sometimes. But I don't have an official weight. At this point, even if I lost no more, I feel so much better. Yeah. I'm not going to stop. But
you're just going.
It's already a win.
Can I be
it's
honest?
It's already a win.
I don't think I had a goal weight either because I just started losing and I lost 150. And I remember going and going and going, I'll know when I get there.
Yeah.
If I set a goal, I'm going to stress myself out. I'll know when I get there. And that's what happened. I got there one day and I went, I think we're good. I look healthy. I feel healthy. I think we're at a good weight right now. And then I stopped. And I've been in maintenance now for 5 years. And now my sister is on the phone killing it,
She's on the way. Mm-hmm. Joining the team. You got a little competition.
I do.
Ooh.
Girl.
Penelope's trying to lose 151.
You know I'm going to visit her in June. So she's like, oh no, I got to buy a swimsuit. I'm like, we'll be in our swimsuits together.
Listen, by June, you guys are going to be sharing clothes, dog. Let's go.
Oh, God.
What'd she say?
She said, oh my gosh.
Get ready. I'll bring some of my crop tops. Kenny's like, no way. You're going to wear
I haven't had surgery, Allison.
That's okay. Hey, I didn't wear the bikini till I had surgery either, but I certainly wore swimsuits and went out and did my thing, Penny.
Yeah.
And you will too.
No, I'm doing that.
And
if I don't care.
Well, if you know you want some skin removal after, I know a guy.
We know a guy.
You know people. I'll call my friends at a loop.
Yeah.
We got you.
Yeah, hook it up. Hook it up.
She wishes. This is my sister, everybody. All right, Penny, I didn't embarrass you, did I?
No.
Okay, good.
Mildly, maybe.
Well, let's be real. I'll call you later. Her and I talk all the time.
Obviously.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't even wrap it up. I just go bye.
You're like, okay, bye.
Well, that's hang the up sister on her. That if that's the sister that if we're on FaceTime and somebody gets disconnected, we just
you continue on.
We don't
bye.
We don't call each other back. We just move on with our life. It's
right.
My big sister.
Because you guys are going to talk in a couple hours anyway.
Yeah. Somebody texted in. Wow, jumped on the scale this morning and I have 1 pound to go till my first goal. And then I jump in my car and hear you guys talk about weight loss. It's a sign for me to keep going.
Motivation.
That part, absolutely. So you know what? Let's play an upbeat song for them to get motivated.
What you're trying to hear?
Little Usher.
Little
I'm
song.
In. Let's go. Congrats to my sister and everyone out there trying hard and trying to lose weight. Get it. Proud of you. If you're not, enjoy your donut. I'm not judging that either. Kiss FM.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.